Welcome back to Highlands coverage of the 2019 Jewel Donegal International Rally. And already after one stage, it's a fascinating battle. The leading car should be coming off the second stage on green on over the next couple of minutes. Chris Ashmore is there, a bit shorter than up stage two. But we're just giving you an update now as to the lay of the land after the opening stage. Even before the action got underway, there was engine and we understand prop shaft problems for Donna Kelly. And that, of course, ruled him out of the event, and unfortunately not even getting a kilometre in the car in this year's rally. Came to an end real soon for Donna Kelly and Conor Foley, which was hugely disappointing. But the story of Mouldy Hill, the opening 12 kilometres off the Donegal International, the fastest man from Derry, Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, and the R-Fiesta, the R5 Ford Fiesta, some 7 seconds quicker than Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in another R5 car. And it's R5 1, 2 and 3 because Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty, they were 8 seconds slower than Devine. They are the top three positions unofficially after the first stage. Then we've got the first of the WRC cars. That was Sam Moffat and Josh Fulton in fourth, sitting 8.2 off the pace. Declan Boyd and Brian Boyd, the winners of 2014, fifth overall, just short of 9 seconds behind the leaders. And the top six was wrapped up by Craig Breen and Paul Neggle in the Fiesta WRC. They'd done a 6.51, and that was some 9.5 seconds off the time of Callum Devine. The rest of the top 10, well, Maureen Evans in the R5 Hyundai 7th, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy 8th, Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett sitting in 9th, and Joseph McGonigal, and Kieran Guinea wrapping up the top 10 unofficially after the opening stage. Also in the top 15, Desi Henry, Seamus Leonard, Declan McCrory, Eugene Donnelly and Porrick Duffy. Away from the international, we look at the national field, and the fastest man on Mouldy Hill was Gary McPhillips and Stephen Thornton. McPhillips, of course, a winner previously, and he was 0.6 of a second quicker than Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty. Escort 1 and 2, Ian Bart and Paul McGee, the defending champions, 1.2 seconds off the leaders in third. Damien Turish and Donal McAlinney sitting 1.8 off the leaders in fourth. And then the top five in the starlet, Declan Gallagher and Derek Keena. The rest of the top 10, Jonathan Pringle 6th, Ken Block in 7th, 7.7 seconds off the pace of McPhillips. Block, I'm sure, will be very happy with that time, sitting 7th in the national. Just behind them, Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh in 8th, Kevin Eaves and Chris Milley in 9th, and then Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore wrapping up the top 10 with the likes of Kevin Gallagher, Mark Alcorn, David Bogie, David Condale, Paul Reid and J.F. Shovlin in the top 16 after stage 1 in the national rally. But at the front, it's Callum Devine leading by 7 seconds from Alistair Fisher. Josh Moffat is in 3rd, R5's 1, 2 and 3. Sam Moffat, the first of the WRCs, in 4th. Declan Boyd, 5th. Craig Breen back in 6th. The cars are coming off special stage 2. Chris Ashmore will be along shortly with an update from there. That is the first time round Greenan. After that, they go to Manor Cunningham and compete in the Dewey stage before they'll be back at service at around 2 o'clock in Letterkenny this afternoon. And then they're going to do that loop all over again.